Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Hello to everyone from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. And again, we're welcoming all listeners from North America, South America, and from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very grateful to be with all of you here today. And today we have back with us again our very special guest, psychic and assertiveness coach, Icy Kendrick, founder of Icy's Peace. And again, I assure our audience tuning in today that you will not only be taken back by her story, but also of her God-given abilities, her psychic abilities. And to remind everyone out there, it is Tuesday, the 16th of August, and our interview today with Icy and all of our interviews are permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site, or you can visit our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, Icy Kendrick, a little bit about our background. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, Icy was brought up with a strong Christian faith, as her parents were both ministers. And at the age of 17, she began having these very vivid dreams, actually witnessing the future in these dreams, and really being fascinated by these visions and these messages. Icy was compelled to follow the energy from within, while really still incorporating her immense spiritual background as well. And she's really used all of this and her abilities to create this wonderful practice in the hope of helping others really find answers and solve different situations plaguing them in their personal lives. And her story and journey, it's almost breathtaking. And a quick note to our audience. Every guest on our show is carefully vetted, and this is to really assure that we bring the best people in the world to offer their story and also their assistance to our audience. So again, if you're lucky enough to have the honor to tune in to listen to one of our featured guests, please understand they are the best and most qualified in the world at what they do and offer. And I can assure everyone, Icy Kendrick is one of those people. So to our audience today, I am very, very proud to present to you Master Psychic and Assertiveness Coach, Icy Kendrick. How are you doing today, Icy?
Hello? My name is Nicole.
I'm sorry, Nicole. Hold on 1 second as we get Icy on the line.
Okay.
1 second, okay, Nicole?
Okay.
I see that we have many people on the queue today really looking to get an opportunity to speak to Icy. Let's see if we can get Icy on the line.
Hi.
Hello, Icy.
Hi.
Yes, I can hear you, Icy. I apologize about that. We actually have many people calling in on the line looking to speak to you today. And for everyone, I can tell you, please be a little bit patient. I see, if you could very quickly explain to the audience before we do these live readings, who exactly is Icy Kendrick?
Well, I identify myself to be a spiritual counselor or a spiritual consultant, and that's because I wear many hats with everything that I do. So I am a psychic. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an assertiveness coach. I'm a Reiki master. So there's a few different things that I do. So I just kind of put an umbrella on top of it and just say I'm a spiritual counselor.
Well, if you could very quickly tell the audience about your journey. As a matter of fact, because we have so many people right now on the queue, what I'm going to do is get to this live reading before we do get to that wonderful story that you do have. I would love for you to share that. Let me see if we could find our first caller that did call in, which was Kate. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Are you with us?
Hi, yes, hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking
Hello.
My call. Thank you. I am glad.
We're very happy to have you. And again, I would like to introduce you to Master Psychic Icy Kendrick.
Hi, Icy. How lovely of you to come on and show people what you can do and offer your services. That's beautiful. Thank you.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, I was just going to say that he's really, really kind. I take a more humble, laid-back approach. I'm just extremely grateful to God and to Spirit. You know, people consider God to be many different things, and so I'm just extremely grateful to be able to help others in this opportunity.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is, and as a matter of fact, I see, without further ado, you could take it from this point over here, and you can speak to Kate.
Okay, well, Kate, how are you today first?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Me too.
Okay, So do you have any question, or do you just want to see what happens?
I do have some questions, please.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking a trip to Canada, and it's for business, really. I was wondering how you see that going, if it'll be, successful in bringing in new work for me.
Okay, let's see here.
Thank you.
So thank you for your question.
Thank you.
I do want to ask, is Kate a nickname, or is that the name you go by? Okay.
It's like a nickname. My real name's Catherine.
Catherine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just to make sure I understand your question correctly, you're asking how will this trip be for you?
Right, yeah, in terms of business, it'll be beneficial, successful.
Okay. And just a quick question, are you going by yourself?
No. I'm going to the function part. I'm sorry, go
ahead.
Okay. I'm actually bringing my mom with me to the hotel so she can have a little mini vacation, while I'm working.
I do ask not to tell me too much.
Oh, okay.
This way you get the validation that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do see a few different things here. Okay, so with us being on the live air, I don't want to take too much time, so I'm just going to jump right into it. You've already acknowledged that, you know, you're hoping that this trip leads to business opportunities, so that's what actually came up first, fear surrounding money, being uncertain if you're going to be able to continue in your career field, you're looking for something better. That's actually what came up first, so that just kind of validates what you've already said. I'm also being shown that you're actually surrounded with a few different opportunities, and what they're showing me is that you don't, that those opportunities is not really what you want. Like, when you consider them, they're like, you're like, well, that's boring. That's something I'm not passionate about. I really don't want to do those things. But I am seeing that they are around. Does this resonate true to you?
Well, there's two people that I met, like, while preparing to go to this trip, and I don't know which I should work with, and I don't know if I think they're, you know, boring. I just don't know yet, like,
which is,
I am going to choose. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, and actually with you saying that, that is the next card that I have. So it just confirms what you just said about the two decisions. And there, I'm actually being guided to tell you that when looking to decide between these two decisions, you should consider the one that has a more playful approach. So which one you feel is actually what you could have fun with.
Okay.
So I do want to keep going here, though, because there is more.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay, so you already talked about your mother going with you on this trip. I'm actually seeing okay, so without, you know, giving me too much information, because I am going to ask you to validate this, I see your mother as being, okay, would you say that your family is, like, big on traditions?
Very.
Where she's kind of like, you know, when is this going to happen for you? When are you going to do this? And so you kind of romanticize how things were in your childhood to a certain extent, because you're like, you know, I want this happiness and I want my mother to be able to see me happy and experience these grandchildren, everyone running around and happy.
That's what's coming up.
And it's basically, yeah, just, you're just like, that would be so awesome. That would be so great for her. Okay, so just to end this question, because you said you have more than one, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so just to end this question with the last two cards here, I'm just going to kind of combine them together here.
Okay.
I do see this trip being very good for you. I do see that this will be an emotional decision. This will be something you're just like, and it kind of feels like one job opportunity actually makes more money, but it's not as interesting as the other. That's kind of what's coming across here. And so I'm being guided to tell you that ultimately I can't make the choice for you. I see that both jobs will benefit you greatly. It's just that one pays more than the other. Don't underestimate yourself. Choose the one that you feel best fits your personality, the one you feel like you'll have the most fun with, because if the other one pays more, you know, you don't want it to be something that pays more, but then you're like, oh, I hate this job. You know, you want to have the fun one. So don't let that be a concern, which, you know, that came up as the first issue, that it was some concerns about money and you're like, you know, I want to make sure financially I'm covered, but don't let that be what makes your choice. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's what I got for that question.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Do you have any more questions?
Yes, I was wondering, two other people said that they, like, it's so funny, this has been, like, a time for me where I have a choice of two things and, like, almost everything. It's just, I don't know why, it's just that way right now. And I don't know, two gentlemen told me that they'd give me a job, too. This is outside of you know, the purposes of this trip, like something else. Like there,
yeah,
those are
you were surrounded.
Yeah. Like, and it's been, like, before this, like, such a drought, you know, and then now it's, like, tidal wave. But, yeah,
oh,
so
wow.
I don't know. I'm just trying to go with where God wants me to be. But I was wondering if they're going to come through on their promises of giving you work. One's name begins with an M and another a J.
What was the first? You said one is a J and the other is what?
An M, like Mary.
An M. Okay. Okay, this is just what I'm seeing before actually looking at the cards.
Mm-hmm.
So more attention is actually being drawn towards Jay.
Okay.
So just to ask you really quick, is does that offer feel better for you with Jay?
I'm not sure. I kind of, you know, handed in my resume in July. And I just said, you know, like, hi, how are you? You know, as like a follow-up. And so I don't know yet. I know that he had a health issue.
Okay.
I think they both do, actually. The J job is closer to home. The Michael job, I have to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's better, or, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so I can tell you this. Well, both opportunities actually work out for you. It won't feel like it at first, but eventually they both do. Working with Jay would actually give you a sense of peace and success.
Oh, wow.
But working with M will be more of spiritual growth for you. So it's something about spiritual growth. Spiritual growth can come from good things happening or bad things happening. And so
mm-hmm.
with those bad things happening, you know, they challenge you to dig deep and to grow and just expand farther than what you originally thought. So with M, there are some challenges, but they will help you spiritually and take you to deepen your faith. You'll become more open-minded. But with Jay, that's where you'll have peace and security and abundance.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Icy. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and I hope that this brought you a sense of much peace and clarity. I am happy that I was able to answer your question, and I definitely saw you were surrounded with possibilities. you are a blessed woman. So
yes,
just know
yes,
that it's going to get a lot better. A lot better.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you. I so needed to hear that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you. God
well,
bless you.
We're
God
very happy to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you. Have
All
a
right.
wonderful
you have. You have a wonderful day, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you. You too, both of you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you as well.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You also. Thank you, both of you.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, we have many callers over here on the queue. And we really have a little over 9 minutes left. So what do you think, Icy? Would you like to speak to someone briefly?
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I would like one more.
Okay. 1 second. Let's see who's been waiting the longest on queue. And just so that everyone knows, we do have your information over here. If we don't get to you, I will get back to you once the show is over, and we will be doing live segments again so we can schedule something. Kate was scheduled to come on today from waiting on the line on our prior segment. All right, so let's see who we have here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. We're with ACC News. You are live right now on air with Psychic Icy Kendrick. What is your name?
It's still Kate.
Okay. Do you have a question for Icy?
It's still
Kate.
Well,
we have... it's Kate?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you want me to ask another, I could.
No, so I apologize, Kate.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can get Nicole back on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Nicole?
Hi.
Hi, this is Matthew, and we have Icy Kendrick, the psychic, live on air with us. Do you have a question for her?
Yes, I do. My question is regarding to my marriage. I haven't heard from my husband. My husband's currently incarcerated. I was wondering if he's going to come in contact again. We recently reconnected, and I was wondering if he's going to contact me again, and I was wondering why he hasn't contacted me. I understand he's incarcerated and we live in two different states.
Okay. Well, thank you for your question.
All right. No problem.
And right away, the type of medium that I am, I'm an empathic medium.
Mm-hmm.
So just in hearing you tell me your question, I started feeling a lot of hurt in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of emotions, and so I just wanted to let you know that I am connecting with your energy.
Okay.
And so it's kind of hard to describe, but it's not just hurt on your end, but he's hurt as well. So
okay.
I hope that makes sense.
Okay.
I want to see what comes up now.
Okay.
But I am being shown and feeling that it's definitely a lot of hurt involved, a lot of words involved. This could have been from a angry argument, but it's there's some resentment. So.
Mm-hmm. The funny part is when we first last spoke and everything was fine, you know, and all of a sudden, like we spoke, like the last letter I got was July 28th, and I spoke to him on the phone on my birthday, which was July 23rd, which is our wedding anniversary. And, yeah, and it was like everything was fine. We were laughing, we were talking, and then all of a sudden the communication stopped. And I don't understand why. Like, why would he stop talking to me? And I have written to him, and I haven't got any letters back. And the last letter was July 28th.
Okay, so I do ask not to tell me too many details so that I can give you the validation that you seek.
Mm-hmm.
But I am seeing a few things here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the first thing I'm actually saying just kind of validates what I was saying before, which is, you know, being able to feel your energy and being able to connect with
mm-hmm.
the pain and grief over the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see what else is coming up before I actually say that.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm actually seeing here is a combination of things. You said that things were good the last time you guys talked.
Yes.
But I'm seeing here that I am seeing here that there was an event that happened that caused you to question if you still want to deal with him anymore. And so I don't know if that was him, you found out, you know, ex or somebody was connecting, trying to connect with him, and you questioned him about it, but you felt like you were just giving too much time and you didn't want to waste your time, love, and efforts if he's just going to talk with someone else. That's kind of what I'm being shown here.
Nah.
Okay, so when this happens, I try to, I have several different ways of validation. Can you actually give me the first letter of his name?
M.
M, okay. Now, I will say, if these same cards come up, I want to say, all right. Okay. Oh, all right. I kid you not. Okay, let me take a second. Cause maybe I'm explaining this wrong, because I kid you not, I just pulled the exact same card. Okay. So I actually did a different spread just to make sure. Your future cards are the same. But it did add two more past cards that's currently with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. There's two new cards. Okay, and these actually mean the same thing. Okay. And just to validate, you said you were not considering leaving him, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You said you were not considering leaving him?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't considering leaving. I mean, we're separated, yes, right now, but
okay.
We reconnected. So.
Okay, so have you actually talked to friends and they've told you to just let it go?
Yeah, I've had people and tell me to let it go, but him and I had talked last month, and we have kind of like wanted
to
work. No, and he doesn't kind of want to either. I mean, we have talked about him moving up here, because he's currently living in Florida and I live in Indiana, so it's been like the distance. And I kind of want to move up here because I said, hey, you have your uncle up here, you have me up here. You know, it's best that you get out of your situation because you're not in a good situation right now. And he was like, okay, I kind of get your point, you know. I said, you keep staying in your situation, you're going to keep.
Not too much.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay. Let's see here. Because that's strange. Normally, if, you know, I reshuffle, I may get one or two cards the same, but I got all of the same cards.
Yeah, right.
So let's see. Okay, well, I like to, whenever I'm having a reading, I like to make sure that the messages are positive, because I do work with the angels, and so I am sorry to say that I do see you I do see this relationship not working out the way that you want it to, the way that you expect it to. You are going to learn this information, and it could be him, someone else reconnecting with him and pursuing him at the same time, and he's not making wise choices. And so I see that you will get to a point where you're like, you know what, is this really worth it for me? Is this really worth the emotional battle, the pain of I'm getting it would be involved with the same things that was before, basically.
I have a feeling, I think I know it's either two people it could be the person that caused our relationship to end, this one girl that made me leave the first time. That made me leave the first time. And then there's also my friend also right now, but she has a boyfriend, but she's being kind of sketchy towards me right now.
Right. Okay.
Seems that you're very accurate over there, Icy. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time.
Remind
everyone waiting on the queue, we do have your information. I will reach out to you after the show, and this way you will have an opportunity to get a live reading from Icy the next time we do go on air. And to remind everyone, please reach Icy at icyspeace.com. You can also go onto her website. You can get her phone number there as well. And our guest, what is your name again, Nicole?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for...
Can I just say something really quickly to her?
Yes.
Okay. What I do want to say really quickly is, when this situation comes up, when you do reconnect and find out everything that's going on, choose what is best for you. Don't allow this to knock you off balance. Don't allow this to cause you to be in a place where it caused you to have hatred. Like, I gave you another chance. Why would you do this? Why would you talk to this person? Do what is best for you, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nicole. You have a wonderful day.
You too. All right.
And again, actually, we still have many people on the queue. Unfortunately, we are out of time, so I would like to thank the guests that did join us and also tuned in today. And for everyone waiting on queue, I will get back to you in a few minutes, and this way you can have an opportunity to speak to Icy on the next segment. And Icy, again, you have a wonderful day, and we look forward to having you back again very soon.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity.
And if you could please leave a number where they can reach you.
So a number you can reach me is 800-312-7415. And again, that's 808-312-7415. I'm like, forgetting my own number here.
808-312-7415, and you will be able to get live reading with Icy, and again, in a lot more detail, especially since, you know, being on air, it's a little bit rushed and it is live. So again, thank you everyone for joining us today, and I will definitely be reaching out to everyone waiting on the queue. You have a wonderful day. You as well, Icy.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.